This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Now, Mark Cox, Soapbox.
All right, they're calling this Liberation Day. It's a catchy title. I think the better description might be Fairness Day. It's time, baby. It's time to bring the heat. I've never heard so much whining in my entire life as I have about the United States reciprocating punishment for sending our goods overseas. We're being punished for sending our goods overseas, and we have to listen to these whiny lefties complain about it. Listen to these two, Senator Ed Markey and Senator Blumenthal. Carl, cut number seven, please.
Liberation Day, it could be Obliteration Day. To have an all-out war with Canada, with every country in the world who was a major trading partner, that could have catastrophic economic consequences.
The tariffs are likely to be catastrophic to our defense industry and our supply chain in Connecticut and elsewhere around the country. I think tariffs are an impending national security threat.
It could really tank the economy. The overall economy is what we would expect.
Chicken crap.
Yeah, this is what we had to listen all day yesterday. Anything against Trump. Listen to here. When we send United States goods overseas, other countries punish American companies by jacking up the prices their residents have to pay for those goods. It's that simple. I have never heard anybody describe it better than Caroline Leavitt yesterday. Did you hear? In Japan, they charge a 700% tariff on rice coming in from the United States. Why do they do that? Well, the Japanese decided at some point they were going to protect their rice industry, and they could care less about American companies being able to ship rice over there. Why has the United States put up with this for so long? I don't know. I honestly cannot answer that. You've heard me on here with network reporters asking them this question. Where are the investigative reporters asking that question instead of running out to ask somebody if they're worried about whether or not they're going to be able to buy rice at the grocery store? The real damage here over the years has been to America. These tariffs have slowly killed a lot of American industries, or at least severely damaged them to the point that that's where the pain's going to be felt in America. If we're no longer getting rice from Japan, somebody in the United States is going to have to ramp up production to meet that demand. Now, that could take a while, right? Same with cars, same with lumber, same with maple syrup. Just because we don't produce it now doesn't mean we can't. And nobody understands that better than Donald Trump. In fact, he's been pretty consistent on this since way back in 1987. Listen.
The fact is that you don't have free trade. We think of it as free trade, but you right now don't have free trade. And I think a lot of people are tired of watching other countries ripping off the United States. This is a great country. They laugh at us. Behind our backs, they laugh at us because of our own stupidity.
And Japan come in and dump everything right into our markets and everything. It's not free trade. If you ever go to Japan right now and try to sell something, forget about it, Oprah. Just forget about it. It's almost impossible.
Yeah, how about that? Remember when he used to be invited on Oprah all the time? 1987. Donald Trump's been complaining about this, and nothing's been done. So, you know, it's still possible President Trump will slow walk this a little bit today. So, for example, he doesn't immediately charge Japan 700%. He charges them, let's say, 400%. Enough to make them realize they are not going to win in this battle with the United States. They need our products. We need their products. Why in the world are we propping up the government of these foreign countries? We're propping up their budgets. I don't know how anybody could justify this, quite frankly, and I haven't heard anybody even attempt to justify why these tariffs are so high in other countries. All of this turmoil is coming from the left because they hate Donald Trump. So now I'd say follow the money. If there are people on the left or right supporting these tariffs from other countries on U.S. goods, let's ask why. Are they getting paid off? There has to be some reason the U.S. has looked the other way for so long, just like with USAID fraud. If somebody wasn't getting their palms greased, this wouldn't have gone on for so long. We need to know who benefited. Well, we have an idea. If USAID, it was Act Blue and the Democrats. They benefited their causes all over the world. Who have the tariffs benefited? Certainly not American companies that would love to compete in these foreign markets. So when you're at the water cooler today and some numbskull is griping about the tariffs, ask them that question. Ask them, why do they think any foreign tariff is good for American companies? And when they can't answer that, you have your answer.
Get more at 971talk.com.